Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us the third weekend of January. You know, we're probably more than halfway through winter, and that's a good thing. We've had some snow here lately, and we continue to have a little bit of it. It's been awful cold, but once we get here in a couple of weeks, we'll be into February, and maybe there'll be a reason to think that spring is at least around the corner. But otherwise, I hope you're staying warm and safe this winter season. As you know, if you listen to this show regularly, we have people in who talk about the goings-on in our community. Sometimes they're government officials, sometimes they head not-for-profit organizations, sometimes they're business leaders or people with interesting hobbies. And we are nearing our 750th show over the last 14, 15 years. We continue to find people who can affect the quality of life, and we'll come in and talk about it. And we have one of those people with us this week. Angie Moody of Thorntown is the president of the board or chairman of the board of the Sugar Creek Arts Center, which is one of Boone County's great cultural facilities. And we're going to talk to Angie here today about what goes on with the Sugar Creek Arts Center and what kind of on the docket for the future for that great group. So, Angie, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thank you, Kent. I appreciate you calling us and having us come in.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Let's talk about you personally, your family, where you live, how you're involved in the Thorntown community.
Thank you. My husband and I live outside of Thorntown and have for 38 years, and we are glad to be involved in Thorntown. I've helped over the years with Little League, 4-H Festival, all those different fun things, gotten involved in Thorntown in different areas, and been with the Sugar Creek Arts Center. I kind of started helping out in 2008, so been there for a little while.
So that's about 15 years now you've been involved.
As a volunteer, and then in the last probably 5 to 8 years, been on the board.
Okay.
So I've been a member of the board, which is an honor.
Do you? What does your husband do for a living?
And my husband is the Thorntown Utilities Superintendent, so he keeps everybody's water running right now.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, he's been busy.
Well, I imagine. So you are a volunteer heading up the board of the Sugar Creek Arts Center,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And this is a volunteer board, as I understand it.
Right. We are all volunteers.
Tell me about the history of the Sugar Creek Arts Center. I know you were not there when it started, but you've been in
Correct.
Thorntown a long time. You know the people who were involved. Kind of how did it come about?
The stories that I know, it was a building that was sitting empty, and Karen Wright, that was our, you know, organizer, it was her dream to have an art center. She went to the owner of the building and said, you know, we need to create an art center here in town for people to come and paint and do different things. And so that's what they got, you know, started putting together. They got a board together. They worked on purchasing the building and getting things going. We had a wonderful benefactor at the time, Bob Gillen, who helped out a lot.
Gillen was the principal, not the only, but certainly the principal benefactor of this group, was
right,
it not?
Right, in the early 2000s, yes, 100%.
What was the building that you guys took occupancy of and turned into an art center? What was it before?
It's been many things. Everybody knows it most recently, or not most recently, but Garment Factory was one that it was back in the 70s and 80s. And then it was Stahlkopp as a last building as a factory, and that's what after they moved and built their building, or took over on the west side of town, then it became an empty building, and it was purchased and was just not being used. And so that's when Karen had the idea and got some people together to help, and they started, you know, working on opening the doors to turn it into an art center.
And the facility is located basically one block south of Main Street, which
Correct.
Is the main east-west road, State Road 47.
Yes.
And it's just west of the railroad tracks there.
Right.
I guess you can call it somewhat the southeast side of Thorntown.
Right. That's definitely a good description.
So you can't miss it. I mean, it's a big, tall building.
Yeah.
How many floors do you have?
So we have kind of three different buildings width-wise, and then our first building is three stories high.
Okay.
So we've got kind of lots of sections there on that corner.
So when it started, what did it focus on? And has it changed over the years?
Well, no, it's focused on having spaces for artists to come and be able to have working studios that they can create. And then we have a gift shop that we can sell their art and they can sell it. And then we have a gallery that we then each month have a new exhibition, whether it's a solo show or sometimes we have collaborative shows. At the beginning of the year, we always have we concentrate on our youth, because for the Sugar Creek Art Center, youth education or art education for youth is what, you know, is a big part of our mission statement. We want to get that creative in everybody's lives that we can.
So it's primarily not a museum.
No.
It's not a place where people go to see art, although they can see art on display or being created.
Yes, you can definitely see art. We have many different artists and different mediums that people can come and enjoy and see if you want. We have a glass person now that works with glass.
Glass blowing with heat or something else?
With kilns. He's putting pieces together.
Oh, okay.
And then... melting, I'm learning.
Yeah, well, you know more than I do about it.
Yeah, I'm going to stop there, but stop talking. We have a weaver, we have watercolor people, we have oil painters, we have all kinds of, we have ceramic paintings, and we have classes with them.
You have potters in there?
And
you have had potters.
We have had potters. We have some that are still working in pottery, yes. And we've got printmaker. I'm trying to think of all my different studios.
So it's a little bit of everything. It's a working facility, though. You have people actually in there making their art, creating their art, and people can go watch them make it and talk to them and learn from what they're doing, can't they?
Yes. We kind of try, not do we know, because the artists all have 24/7 access to the building. So they a lot of times come in and create in off hours when the public wouldn't be able to come in.
That's understandable.
But we also planned, we had some times in December that we had our weaver, we put on Facebook that we were going to have this day and anybody would be able to come in and weave, and we had a lady sit for 45 minutes and weave a rug. So it's one of those things where we're trying to have interactive places for the patrons to come in and enjoy and get their hands in it, and we offer classes and try to set up other things. We've had art camps for kids in the summertime, and that's been a fun thing. We had one of the local banks donated, it was Farmers Bank, a little plug for them, donated tie-dye and t-shirts, and we were able to do 50 kids came in and didn't have any charge and made tie-dye t-shirts, and it was a really fun day.
I'll bet.
Little different things that we try to create
And it's because it's such a big building in terms of square footage and several floors, each of these artisans has space to do things in and have their stuff on display, which is what they want. I mean, they may not have the room in their home to do what they want.
Yes.
And they need a place that's secure and warm and so forth, but it's not easy to find a place to do that sort of thing.
Correct. There's different changes in what things are going on, and we've had some artists that have come from areas in Indianapolis and other areas to because they've lost their studios or prices maybe got too high, and so they've come out our way. Maybe we're a little bit off the beaten path, but
Do you guys charge for the space? Do these artisans pay for the use of some of the square footage?
Yes. Their studio, they pay for a monthly fee.
And that's one of the ways you raise money to keep the lights on.
Right, and just to help pay for the heat.
Yeah, well, that's expensive this time of year.
Yes.
So they expect to pay rent, and then they sell their items if they wish to.
Right.
To help offset some of their costs of materials and space and supplies and all that.
Yes, 100%, yes.
Okay, and the hours of operation, kind of when is it open? And I know you have special events, so we're going to talk probably in our next segment about the upcoming special events. But, is it open like if I walked out of there some Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, is the odds are it's going to be open or not?
Well, January and February, we are not open due to the high cost of heat, and we have 9 furnaces and a really large building. So we do usually close down in January and February. March through December, we're open Thursdays and Fridays, 11 to 5, and Saturdays, 11 to 2. So, And if you need to make a different time frame to bring people in or come yourselves, we make appointments and do tours and, you know, open the doors.
So like a local Kiwanis Club or a children's group or a Boy Scout troop or Girl Scout, they could go and make arrangements to see and watch and see what goes on there.
Right. And we do make, we do try to coordinate events like that with, you know, different groups and have them, you know, come in. And if we need to set up a tour, we'll have somebody there for that. Or if we need to have somebody, you know, with trying to hands-on type thing, we would, you know, work with something like that also.
Well, tell me about the board of directors. You're obviously a volunteer and you head up the board. Who else is on the board? You mentioned Karen Wright. She kind of was the chairman for a long time.
Yes.
But she's taken a pass for the time being. She's still around. She's still got framed right there, right around the corner.
Correct. Yeah.
But who else is involved in the governance of the organization?
We have a nice group of board members. Our board consists of myself, Bob Woody, Rick Laster, Todd Cook, Delma Theobald, Anita Gordon, Lisa Bergen, Margot Black, Lisa Galvin, Harley Barta, Terry Gavin, and Sue Simonick.
So most of these people are Boone County residents or fairly close to the Thorntown area?
Right. They definitely are. Todd was born, raised, went through Western Boone. He now lives in Indianapolis, but he has been with the Sugar Creek Art Center since the very beginning. Partly part of his idea to have that happen, too.
Well, good. Well, it's a good idea. I know Todd, and I know his brother David.
Right, right.
He was a lawyer with this firm for many years. You know, a lot of these people who enjoy the arts, they don't all come from the big city, do they? A lot of them are small town people. They're rural people.
Oh, absolutely.
And they need a place that's available. They don't may not want to drive downtown Indianapolis to go to their studio.
Right.
You give them a convenient location where they can go and work and display their wares, and public can go see them. We don't have parking problems and all that, do you?
No, not really. We have free parking around the building, and there's other spaces along the street that are available also. So that's not normally a problem unless we're having a really large event, then it might start.
Is there an admission to go in and look around?
No, absolutely not. No, it's open to the public, and then if, you know, artists are there, they're welcome to see them in their studios and talk to them and ask questions. Or otherwise, we've got our volunteers at the gift shop, and they're glad to, give tours of the building, because we've got the first building has three floors. We've recently gotten the third floor finished, and so it's open for people to see. And that's been, you know, kind of a big storage area for a long time, but now it's working studio spaces, and we have artists up there, and so that's...
You've got spaces for wedding receptions or family reunions or special events as well,
right.
Don't you?
We have the event room, and we do use it for, you know, I just actually today was working with Girl Scouts, and we're going to have a tea in May with maybe 150 Girl Scouts coming in or something like that.
Good. So, and you've got the ability to have space for caterers, for people to be able to cook and serve food and that sort of thing.
Correct, yes. We have a kitchen, and we, you know, try to keep using, get everything going. We've got, like I said, the three different spaces. We've got a big classroom area, and...
Do you find that kids are intrigued by this, and they like what they see, and that it piques their interest in some of these fields?
Well, when I've helped with some of the kids' classes, you know, it's amazing how creative they can be. And I, you know, like, we're getting them started, and then they just really take off and go with it. And I know Gene, our weaver, he has, I had some kids that I took over there one time, and he was really impressed with what they, you know, started, how they wanted to work at it and, you know, ask questions and things like that. So that's the thing about that, we do hope to influence that and give them, young kids, a place to, you know, have a chance to come and do some classes and create and learn.
So. Well, you know, I could be wrong about this, but as I understand it, the extent to which the schools have art and music and cultural type classes like that, like when I and you were in school,
right?
It's not as much now as it used to be. There could be kids that have really significant talent, but they just don't have the opportunity to display it, do they? Or learn about how to expand it.
I think in the younger, so elementary, I know in the Western Boone schools, like the first semester they do art, and then the other elementary school has music, and then they flip-flop.
Is that how they do it at Western Boone?
Right, and then they flip-flop. So then you don't have both things all year long. You just have them for a semester.
That'd be a good way to do it. And they've got a limited number of teachers who actually are specialists in those fields, and that's how they can manage that. I don't really know how they do it in the elementary schools in Lebanon, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do something similar. But the point is, I don't think they have as many people doing it as they used to have.
Right. I think that's true. I think the way that with the curriculum and some of the different things, they have to kind of, you know, divide it up a little bit more. But I know in high school, because we have our Lebanon High School senior show and our Western Boone High School senior show, that we do have a wonderful amount of talented students that are, you know, choosing that in their high school classes. And then we get to see it. We get to share it.
Sure. Well, we're talking with Angie Moody, the board chairman of the Sugar Creek Arts Center in Thorntown. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back after that break. We're back with What's Up Boone County this third weekend in January, talking with Angie Moody, the board chairman of the Sugar Creek Arts Center in Thorntown. So, Angie, I know that fundraising is a big part of what you have to do to fund this operation. It costs money to keep the building maintained and pay the light bill and keep it heated and keep it insured. So it's a never-ending battle to raise money for that, is it?
Right, it is. It is definitely.
And where do you go to get your money? Where do you go to get your funding?
Well, we have the art, or the studio space is part money that comes in. We definitely have applied for many of the grants that are available. Recently, we were able to have a grant with Boone County Solid Waste Management for some recycled products that we're going to use outside of our building. I know in the past we've had funding from the Community Foundation of Boone County. We've had funding from the REMC Roundup grant.
Sure.
Some things like that. And I'm trying to think of some other local ones that we've done.
But you're always on the lookout for those kind of opportunities, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And then you have events from time to time that generate revenue, whether it be private family events or school events or open houses and community shows and that sort of thing.
Right. People can contact the Art Center to reserve the event room, and it can hold, at least we have, you know, for probably about 150 max on table and chairs, and then we'd have to bring in others. But we've got a nice big space that they can use, and they can rent it, decorate it however they want, and we reserve it. I've got several Saturdays already booked for the year, and so we're.
And when these people come in for an event, are they allowed to go tour the facility and see some of the other rooms where the stuff is displayed or not?
Depending on the time of when they're there. If they're there when we're open and we've got somebody there, by all means. If they're not and it's an evening thing, I try to schedule somebody, you know, by request so that we've got somebody that knows the Art Center and can, you know, share a tour.
Okay, so. Good. Well, tell me about some of the fundraisers you've got coming up in the next month or two or three as you get closer to spring, and then we'll talk about some of the other events you have throughout the year.
Well, our fun event that we do each year is our chili cook-off, and we started that about 10 years ago. A few of us got together, and Jerry Alexander makes a mean chili, and he made the all-you-can-eat part because it's an all-you-can-eat. And so we have about 20 different teams that come in and make a crock pot of chili. That's all you have to do. And then we serve it in the little tasting cups, and then people vote by popularity who wins.
And so they can, you know, people make chili different ways. Some people use, you know, macaroni. Some people use cheese, onions. There's
amazing.
A lot of ways to do it.
We have had people that have coffee in them. I've had chilies with seven different meats in them. I can't even name seven different meats. You never know. We have the vegetarian. We have the white chilies. And yes, it is quite the variety.
So when will this chili cook-off be this year?
The chili cook-off this year is Saturday, the 17th of February.
So that's coming up in about three weeks.
Yeah, it's a month away. We're on getting everybody invited that right. We need to. And it's our 10th annual chili cook-off. So this year we're going to do, hopefully, if all the people will come back that have won before in the past, we're going to do the best of the best and have a giant cook-off to see who gets to be the number one. The first year, Lawson's
Lawson Farms.
Lawson Farms won, and that was, they were our first year, and now these last past 3 years, the spouses of the badge have won 3 years in a row, so we really need to, you know, I think three in a row. Well,
they're probably starting to get a big head the way it normally works.
I feel like we need to maybe try to take them down.
So is there an entry fee or an attendance fee for that? I assume there is.
So how this works is the groups that are bringing it in, whether it's the Thorntown Fire Department, the Thorntown Police Department, we've had just all kinds of groups around town. We've got churches, organizations, the Knights of Pythias. Everybody just makes a crock pot of chili. That's their thing. They come in the door, doesn't cost them. Then all the people that come in to vote and taste chilies pay like a one-time fee, and I'm saying it's $10. I don't know if it is this year or not, but it's all you can eat, so it'll be all the chilies you can taste. And then last year we had ham and beans, and we have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and cookies and tea and, you know, things like that to go water, go with it. So you definitely get your
Get your money's worth.
Get your money's worth. And we're hoping to have a couple of other things this year with the with it being the 10th annual. And when I get those details ironed out, I'll be advertising them for sure on posters.
Well, so. Before I forget, you do have a website with a calendar of events on it, don't you?
We do have
a website. What is the website address?
It's sugarcreekartcenter.org.
Well, that makes sense. Sugarcreekartcenter.org will get you to the website with all the information and the calendar of events and some of the rules and so forth.
Right, exactly.
So tell me about some of the other events you've got coming up here in the next quarter or so.
Well, we'll get started with our exhibitions then. So March 7th, the first Thursday, we do our opening reception on the first Thursday of the month. So it's from 5 to 8 every month, and we're going to have that go all the way through. We might skip July because it's July 4th, but we're going to be having in March, we start out, March is Youth, National Youth Art Month. And so we have a drawing contest with all the kids from Thorntown and Wells, and they compete. And then we have artwork from all the kids from Thorntown and Wells displayed in the gallery. So it's really exciting to see, you know, 700 plus kids work.
Sure.
And They get a chance to.
So that will be on display March the 7th.
March the 7th. That's our kickoff for the year.
Now what else you got?
And then in April, we invite the Lebanon High School students, and they do a senior show. And so we have all their artwork in the gallery.
All right.
And then in May, we have the Western Boone High School students, their seniors, in the gallery. And then we go from there. So we have Julie Davis in June and July, and she is an artist from Zionsville. We're very excited to have her. She's also one of our resident artists. And then we have in August, we have what we call our resident artist mixed mash media. We call it RAM3. And we have everybody in the art center gets to be in it. It doesn't matter what your medium is, it all goes in. And then in September and October this year, we're super excited. We have the Watercolor Society of Indiana coming. And they're going
to. That would be cool. Watercolor is my favorite.
It is.
I don't know why, but I've always thought that watercolor is pretty cool.
Right. It is. It's very beautiful, and I'm very excited to be working with them. And so we are super excited to have that. And so we're going to have them in there in September and October. And then in November, we have Topher Kirby, who is a past teacher from Western Boone, and he does art only now. And he has a studio in Thorntown also, but he's going to be in our gallery. So we're very excited to have his artwork on display. And then Daniel Driggs, another one of our resident artists, will have the studio in December.
His display and his showing, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, the gallery. Sorry, I said that wrong. Yes. So we're very excited about our lineup this year and look forward to that each month. We have reception and it includes light snacks and punch. And then that's free for everybody to come and enjoy. And, you know, bring your family. And then we have the gallery and the gift shop open. So
what kind of things can people buy in the gift shop?
Well, we definitely have like watercolors. We have painting. We have the weavings. We have pottery. We have cards. We have books. We have bookmarkers, little.
So
prints,
there's plenty, and some of it is
photography.
Some of it's pretty inexpensive stuff,
right?
But you've got some pretty nice art pieces that might cost more than
right.
You would think.
We have your price range from $5 to, and jewelry, have lots of jewelry, $5 to $10 up to $1,500.
Okay,
you definitely have a price range.
Well,
we can find that for you.
That's right, and the Art Museum is, the Sugar Creek Art Center is doing well. It's growing. I mean, you know, there's always economic pressures, but I right. mean, you're how many years in now? More than 15?
Yes, yes. In 2005, it will be the 20th celebration.
2025?
Right. They opened in 2005 in November.
You're between 15 and 20 years now.
Right.
You're going to have a big wing ding, I suppose, for the 20th anniversary.
Yes, hopefully and, we'll be able to.
And hopefully the organization will continue to be strong, and you'll have some new artisans who will come in and take the space and show what they can do.
Yes.
And so it's a great thing. I mean, a place like the city that like Lebanon doesn't have an art center that I know of. Now, you might be able to see some of this stuff in the library, but that's where people don't make it there. They don't create right. it there. They just display it there.
Right. And I feel like there is some stuff going on in Lebanon. I 100% do feel
well,
like
I hope I didn't mistake, because there's a chance I don't know
right.
what's
and
going on.
Right, and I'm trying to think what the organization is called, and I'm sorry that I'm blanking out on that also, but I know a couple of my artists that are at the Art Center in Thorntown work here in Lebanon and do things
okay.
also.
So well, if there's people who are listening to the show who, other than just want to come see it, might want to help out. They want to volunteer, they want to get on the board or serve on a committee, or they want to have their family reunion or their class reunion or some other event, how do they go about making their availability known to you all?
Well, easy to make a phone call, leave a message if we don't answer. And I also, my number is on the website that they can contact me, and then I can get you directed to wherever we need to go on what your request is. If I can share the number, I'd be
sure,
glad
go
to.
Right ahead.
The Art Center's number is 765-436-7105. 436-7105
will get you to the Art Center, and if no one's there to answer the phone, they'll leave a message and someone
right.
will get back to you.
And then we will call you back,
and
yes.
again, sugarcreekartcenter.org is a way to leave a message or check a calendar.
We have, yes, you have a way that you can leave a request or a submission, I think is what it's called. And then,
good.
Yeah.
Well, Angie, I appreciate you taking time out of your calendar to come in and talk to us this week on What's Up Boone County, and I especially commend your fellow volunteer board members for donating their time
yes, thank
to improve
you.
The quality of life in our county in general and the Thorntown area in particular. And I hope you have a great 2024 at the Art Center.
We appreciate it. We really appreciate you calling us, and we're glad we could be here, and we look forward to people coming in and visiting us.
Well, glad to do it, and this is why we're here, and I think people enjoy hearing about what's going on in the community. So, I encourage your listeners to support the Sugar Creek Arts Center. I do not know who will be our guest next week at What's Up Boone County. We'll have another person in to talk about the goings-on in our community. I hope you stay warm, have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.